I've been a gun owner much of my adult life. I have my CHL. I've been a hunter, and I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. So, my top priority is public safety.
Bexar County Sheriff Susan Parmalee has been on the job only a couple of months, and already she's been inundated with questions on her gun control beliefs. The national spotlight on gun control policies is demanding answers from lawmakers and from those who uphold the laws. As sheriff, that's exactly what Parmalee says she's here to do.
Well, let me put it this way. On January the 1st, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the laws of the state of Texas. I take that oath very seriously. In fact, my role is to enforce the laws, not to legislate and make laws.
President Barack Obama continues to push for tighter legislation on the sale of guns and to restrict military-style weapons. Congress has yet to act, but the president isn't backing down. Here he is speaking at a rally near Sandy Hook Elementary in April.
It's time to restore the ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines to make it harder for a gunman to fire 154 bullets into his victims in less than 5 minutes. Let's put that to a vote.
In response, sheriffs and police chiefs across the nation and here in Texas are joining a growing chorus of those saying no to Obama's gun control legislation. They're signing petitions stating they won't enforce any laws that are in conflict with the constitutional right to bear arms. Parmalee says she hasn't signed anything.
Why do I need to sign anything? I took an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the laws of the state of Texas. To me, an oath is better.
Rather than debate the legality of what to do about guns, she wants to focus on mental health. Parmalee says the Bexar County Jail provides more beds for people with mental illness than the state hospital.
We need to get at the heart of the issue, and it's not just about the use of guns. It's about mental instability and those who we need to address their needs as well.
In the late 70s, Parmalee faced mental instability firsthand at home with her husband. He was emotionally and physically abusive to her. According to an article in San Antonio Magazine, when Parmalee left him, he called her and threatened to kill himself. He carried out his threat, but she says that freed her because she feared for her life.
The debate we ought to be having is, why is there so much violence in our society? What about mental health issues, issues of mental instability, family issues?
However, she says she supports people who are trained to use guns and use them properly. In some cases, as in the December shooting at the Mayan Theater on the South Side, peace officers in the area can help mitigate problems. In that incident, a gunman opened fire inside a nearby restaurant, injuring several people, and then ran into the theater. An off-duty sheriff's deputy working security there subdued the suspect.
In the case of our sergeant that was at the Mayan Theater, she's a detention officer, but she also has her peace officer license, and she was working an off-duty job. And as a result of her being prepared and being there to provide security, she averted what could have been a tremendous tragedy to this community.
She says the same can be said for police officers at schools. In Texas, Parmalee says school officers on campuses have the ability to confront any potential danger.
It just broadens our ability to provide public safety for this community.
Parmalee says she wants to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and people with mental illness. Outside of that, she doesn't believe in denying anyone rights she says are afforded by the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.